What I'm trying to say, I'm going to call the order, call to order the TRT committee meeting at 5:33 PM. Roll call beginning to my left.
Mike Jensen.
Robin Marisol.
Linda Johnston.
Art Euchre and Lupita Lewis is absent with no prior notice. Okay, let's have the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay. Added items. Anybody have anything to add other than what's on the current agenda? Okay. Nobody. So,
I may have one thing to add, and that's just the whole terms of service again. And I'm not sure where we need to go in the process, because apparently my term expires at the end of
however,
that correct?
It does, but in discussing the reason it was put that way is because we had to start somewhere to get this thing back on track. However, I'm going to encourage you, and so does Jeremy Green, that you re-up, and that should be no problem. It should be carte blanche.
Okay.
You know, anything could happen, but that's the plan. Because, you know, we discussed it, and I pushed the three-year, but he said, we just need, if it's going to be 2 years, let's start with 2 years, and they can re-up and fill out a term that way.
And then do we need to address the issue of where each member comes from, since Linda won't be on the chamber?
Should we do that in June? Petition them at that time?
I would recommend that we make that the agenda of our next meeting, because what we're going to do is the next meeting we'll review any feedback from the council on this proposal, and then we can address that. And theoretically and hopefully, that would be our last, if not at the worst, second from the last meeting.
Uh-huh.
Then
sure.
I have nothing to add.
Okay.
Okay, so that's not going to be an agenda item?
No.
Okay.
So take a few moments, review the minutes from the last meeting, and if you do not see any changes, great. If you do, let me know.
Motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? I would like to go back up the agenda and address one added item to the agenda.
Okay.
And this is going to be the item of self-elimination from membership of the committee due to absenteeism.
Mm-hmm.
I want to address that issue with Jeremy previous to our next meeting, because this is the second unexcused absence.
Actually, the third
in a row. Third within the last within this last grouping of meetings, and I'm pretty confident that the bylaws and the establishment of the committee states that is grounds for termination from the committee. So I will discuss that with City Attorney Jeremy Green and bring the information back to our next meeting with your approval. Okay, we have approval of the minutes. I've signed my copy.
Thank you.
And there you go. Okay, I like this slick demo. Okay, I finally had my chat with City Attorney Jeremy Green. It was about 2 o'clock this afternoon. with regard to the deferred payment issue.
Yeah, I mean, would you clarify me on that a little bit?
Review this, the scenario.
Got it.
And the best case in point would be the car club. Their event in 2010 occurs previous to July 1. The question we brought to the attorney was, albeit their event occurs in previous to the July 1 fiscal year beginning, which is the year that we're granting funds for, is it legal for the city to essentially, at the end of the first quarter of the 2010-11 fiscal year, retroactively pay for that event because it occurred previous to that July 1st? I think I'm stating that correctly.
Yes,
about
right.
A week. And Jeremy, the city attorney, indicated, number one, in reviewing the statutes, he sees no language legally that would preclude that from happening. He can't see anything illegal about it. However, and I concurred with him on the next statement, the determination of whether or not to do that needs to be made strictly and completely by the city council, because it may affect budget and or accounting principles, and we're not privy to that fact.
And just, you know, kind of a side note, I guess I'd have an issue with it if it came out of the funding that we, you know, discussed or approved, because I feel like the language is pretty plain. Here's the fiscal year. Here's when we're approving for. Was that way on the application, and we even offered a couple of groups the opportunity to go back and rewrite their application. So, I would, you know.
But he could petition for the set aside fee.
Right. And that's exactly comment with Jeremy, that there's also that set aside fund of about 2% that is available for individual special cases. It's possible that the city council could approve them.
And they control that.
Yeah, they control that. Could come out of that. Although in our proposal, that will no longer be quote-unquote in their control. That will change.
But that's a good point Mike brought up, because if we applied for X amount and then that has to be reduced by 2,000 or whatever,
well, the reality
then that's
going
to cut into everybody.
But in this particular scenario, if they come to us with an application and their event occurs before July 1, we would include it in the calculations for the next. We could theoretically
include
it in those calculations. But there are a number of questions come to mind. Is it fair to the other ones, or should they just have to sit back and they need to reconsider?
Well, luckily it worked out this time, and now we know for the next time.
So,
well, in reality, the car club was not anticipating that money from this fiscal year anyway. So,
So their application is already in.
And, I mean, if it comes down to making a recommendation, my feeling and what I would be very comfortable recommending is that we stay within the fiscal budget and we don't retroactive back or quote reimburse expenses paid, because we right now have a fairly clear-cut process, and this could muddy the waters. I think that we have, with a set-aside, be it via the visitor center or via the city, they have an avenue to deal with that without
outside
of this process. And I think that's more streamlined and simple. We can keep this process, I think, the better
we exactly are. Jeremy's words. He says we need to consider the KISS system here. Keep it simple. I'll forget the last S. Because this could become an accounting nightmare.
Keep it simple, sweetie.
Shook 'em, sweetie. at any rate, there's nothing legally that precludes the city from doing that. However, I think it would be my recommendation, I'm assuming that that's the consensus of this committee, that if the question came up, that we would advise the city council not to.
Do we need to make that as a formal recommendation?
You know, I don't believe so, and the reason I say that is because it's not an issue that is, it's not before us to make a decision. It's a matter of the minutes, and with the transition to the new committee, you know, both Linda and Mike are privy to this conversation, and we'll carry that forward into the next term of the committee. So, any other discussion on that? If not, we can put that one to bed. Now, proposal for funding. I want to personally give credit 100% to Mike Jensen for drafting this document. In anticipation of being, no longer involved in the committee, I made the choice to let him do it because I think he's a clear, obvious choice for the chair position for next year, although that's up to the committee at the time. And having seen what came out of his computer, I would agree that that was a good choice because it's far better than anything I'd ever done. It's clean, simple, easily understood, gets right to the point, and so I guess at this point, unless there's further discussion, because the committee's had a chance to review it, any discussion? If not, then I would entertain
it. I have one thing, just under the list of the following requests were approved under all-inclusive application. We don't address there about the set-aside. I know that you address it somewhere else, or I guess down below.
It's actually in the last...
It is, sorry, never mind. Does it need to really be bullet-pointed or not?
Well, it's not a request.
Okay.
It's a standing funding preference by the council, so I'm not sure...
I'm good with it because I did read, going back and reminding myself, I did read the last paragraph after I had put that question in there, so.
I think it's a standalone issue, so I'm probably going to find its own paragraph. Any other discussion on that? Well, no, again, on the record, I want to thank Mike. This
thank
is
you.
A heck of a job.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Chair, would entertain a motion to approve our first draft proposal to be submitted to City Council for review at the earliest possible date, which I'm going to assume is going to be the 26th, or not. When is the next City Council meeting?
I thought it was tomorrow, isn't it?
No, we're not going to actually have another one until June 9th.
Okay, that's fine. Then I would recommend that we'll submit this.
Will they be having a working session at all?
Not to my knowledge. It could change, and if it does,
And that still gives us time because
there's been some comments because that's a long time to go between meetings.
So that I would recommend that first of all, it's entertain a motion to approve this first draft. Or submit to the council for their review on their June 9th regular scheduled council meeting.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All approved?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. So that's done. Here is a copy of
it. For my file. Thank you.
For you and to submit to the council members for their review.
Okay.
Here's a second copy if you'd like.
Okay, thank you.
Now, what do we get out of here? Okay, the resolution for that is going before the council.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a question?
Yeah, I did. And it is on number 9.
Okay.
It states, notwithstanding anything contained in this resolution to the contrary, the committee must obtain the consent of the city council or mayor prior to requesting the assistance of the city manager, city attorney, or other city staff.
Oh, so we couldn't ask them?
We couldn't ask. I mean, as that is read, we couldn't ask for budgets. We couldn't ask
for... That seems contradictory because subsequent to that, previous to that, there's a paragraph that the city attorney and city staff are at the disposal of the committee.
I agree, but then 9 nullifies that, and so it because that hamstrings this committee to get any kind of reports or anything from the staff without first meeting with the city council to ask the city council to get
for permission
for the staff to give us a report or something.
Especially since you guys are only a part-time, part-year committee.
Right. Year. Yeah. I mean, that just seems
like
that's...
This is a totally redundant paragraph. Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I missed that, but you're right. I mean, it's contradictory. They basically cancel each other out.
Yeah.
That last sentence just needs to be removed.
Yeah. Patty, would you mind? I'll take that, and I have to talk to Jeremy about the one issue. I will contact him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to assume approval of the city council's permission to do that. And I will contact him tomorrow and say we have a problem with this draft resolution, and then have him look at it.
Yeah. Where did those come from?
That came from my email from Art.
Yeah, I sent this out, I think, to everybody.
I can make some copies.
And if I didn't, I apologize, but I thought I did. And you can beat me later if I don't. I would recommend that since the city council's next scheduled meeting is June 9th, that we be prepared to meet on the 16th. The very the 15th, the following Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Let's see, if they meet on the 9th, that would place their, they had one more meeting scheduled before
July
1st then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This meeting here is going to be
okay,
the
so, I'm anticipating they're not going to have any problem with this, but, two things I would like to do. I'd like to recommend that, you know, that as many of us be present at that 9th council meeting as possible to discuss, so that, because they're going to have questions and we need to be here to answer those questions. But if there are any significant issues at that point, we might want to table the scheduling of that next meeting until that night. Because if there's any significant work to do, we may want to have a special meeting the 10th or the 11th to start hammering out those issues, because we're going to run up against that deadline real quick if we don't.
Well, I think we ought to keep the 15th open. I mean, just blocking the time out. And if we need to
add one in,
I mean, and that's fine. We're pretty flexible. I'd recommend that...
Let's say a Thursday, we have other meetings in here that week.
Yeah. I would like to see all members of the TRT committee be present at the June 9th council meeting.
Is there any way you can predict what time they're going to get to our piece of it?
I can level want to know that you'd like to have it on the early part of the agenda.
Yeah, rather than coming and waiting for 3 hours.
Sit there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so that it doesn't seem like we're not interested in spending any time here, which I would recommend, simply let them know that in the event that there are any issues, we want to be able to get right to work.
Right.
And I guess I'd like to just have them address the whole, terms issue and all that stuff, get it all out of the way at one time, and we can walk out of...
Well, maybe they need to address reassigning me instead of being a representative of the chamber, a representative from the city, or a city resident member of the TRT.
I think what, in my opinion, what we need to get our ducks in order.
Oh, so
first,
we need to do the budget.
The first duck we need to do is get the funding proposal settled and get that approval. If that goes smoothly, then we can move on at that
resolution
meeting. If not, we can table those issues. We can meet as a committee about them, come up with a formal
recommendation. I think you're right. Priorities first.
Because, again, July 1 is not far away. We're going to have...
Well, I'm just thinking that with, I guess I'm always a big fan of when you've got them, locked in a room, get as much done as you possibly can.
Well, the other thing we have to be cognizant of, they want to put the new city manager on staff July 1. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if there's still a lot of work on that come the 9th, too. History being the best predictor of the future.
They hope to have a recommendation when they do the interviews on the 26th. They hope at the end of that meeting to have a recommendation of who they want to hire.
Yeah. And I would hope they would too, but I think we need to be cognizant of the fact that just could as easily slip, so... Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the deal.
We need to be prepared, but with the ability to move forward, but I think we need to focus
here's my thinking.
Sure.
If we wait until after the meeting on the 9th, you're basically looking at 3 weeks until the end of the fiscal year and the end of June. And the reason I was thinking it'd be good to have them just address it at that time. Number one, you've got them in the locker room, take care of it. But also, if for some reason they don't get to it until after the 30th of June, I'm no longer a committee member. Neither are you.
You're booked till December.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
No. The way I read it, I'm done at the end of June.
No, it's December 31st.
Mm-hmm. That's not the way
ours, I read it. Yours, mine, and
Robert's right
December 31st. Let's see.
Let's see, we really don't have any meetings till then.
Mike Jensen, December 31st, 2011.
11.
No, but
10.
That's not correct. That's not accurate, though. It's not 2011.
Yeah, the end of next year.
Who did you replace?
I was...
Well, I may not... Again, we're starting the whole term thing from scratch.
Okay.
Your term expires December 31st, 2011.
Linda has that been approved by the council?
Not yet, that I know of. Has this been approved by the council?
The new terms?
Did they address that?
To the best of my knowledge, I was appointed to a term that would expire at the end of June 2010.
I know it came up on the agenda. I can't remember if it went back for a minor reason or not. I'd have to look at my notes.
See, mine ends December 31st this year. Robin's ends December 31st this year. Lupita ends December 31st this year, officially.
Well, see, I was under the impression Lupita was on until the end of next year.
It's you and Linda
are
in here for the next year.
Right.
So which is fine.
I need to show up.
So, and the reason that's great is number one, the transition becomes smooth.
Yeah.
You just between now, which the other thing I want to do, and I would like to put on the agenda for the council meeting on the 9th as well, when we present our a funding proposal, is that we also recommend that the city council call in the current unseated applicants for membership on the TRT committee, which I believe are Sandy and Justin.
And Gaywith.
And offer to and place them on the committee.
Sandy,
with the
Jones.
Yeah, I believe.
No, she didn't.
Linda
Jones. Linda over at the
Linda Smith.
High school.
Okay.
High school.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, let's bring them in.
Whoever they are, bring them in and confirm
both
their
men.
Desire to
mm-hmm.
be on the committee and place them on the committee.
So they need to be at this.
No, they don't need to be. We're just going to make this recommendation to City Council, and because the other ones that do that, we don't have to mess with that.
Okay.
Because January 1 of 2011,
yeah,
that's
we need
just
all
you
be
two.
We need to all be seated here. We
and
need more
need,
than you and me.
Well, we're supposed to have seven.
Well, we can work with less than seven, but that gets you five right out of the box.
Yeah, and maybe we can work on getting two more by January 1st.
Yeah. And that way, come January 1, when you start your first core session of meetings, you're going to have five people minimum to get to.
I don't disagree that that's not a good approach, but I'm just wondering if we don't, along with this recommendation, submit a memo to the council that says, here's our recommendations. And just give them the whole thing. They can get it in there. They get it a week before. Is that right, Patty? All that stuff.
Recommendations.
Regards to bringing in the other members. The only one I don't think they haven't interviewed is Ann. And I think they all know Ann.
They do.
Yeah, I'll just draft a. I'll email you tomorrow. If you don't get it by noon, comment, tweak them, remind. I will email a request for addition to the agenda for the TRT committee with any recommendations for bringing on new members, et cetera, et cetera. And so get it on the agenda.
We have to circle back with those three people and say, hey, can you still plan to serve? If so, we're...
Well, that's not our job. Well, let the council do that.
Yeah.
And there's a slight chance it may have to be advertised again. I don't know. I think if we've got a pool, we don't have to, but
yeah,
I imagine it'll...
I think we should advertise again for two more positions, because the
advertising... Yeah, I just think we ought to do that closer, sometime in the fourth quarter.
But I'm just thinking that the council has a lot on their plates right now between now and July 1st, that maybe this is just something that... You know, we briefly say something about, you know, do you mind if we contact these people again, let them know we're still interested, and let them off the hook of making any decisions and taking up any time at council meeting. And
it might be overwhelming.
And then after July 1st, we revisit that or something, because I'm just concerned they've got a full plate.
Yeah, I'll email Patty with request to add to the agenda these following issues, and then when we discuss the proposal, we'll also discuss the fact that we would like the council to entertain these three things. And before then, I will have a discussion with Jeremy regarding the, you know, the PETA's membership.
Yes.
So we get that clear, and then I'll also talk to him about this number 9 issue.
Good.
Are you okay with that then?
Yeah. So just for clarity, we're gonna be here on June 9th for the council meeting.
Right.
Patty's gonna try and get us a window of time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna block off June 15th.
And June 15th is the next scheduled TRT meeting, unless we have to adjust that. So.
Cool.
Any other comments, concerns, prayers? Say council say yes prayers, because I think this is a good
yes, it's very
proposal.
Clear and easy to understand and simple and
streamline the process. Mm-hmm.
And it makes it simple for them. They really don't have to do anything more than they've done in the past. So with that, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I second.
Motion.
In favor.
Aye. Opposed, nay. And it's on to a
party.
It's an election party.
Yes.
You know, I talked to Dan today.